Hey, this is about the time that we normally start the show, Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date, this is hour two, because the daylight savings time didn't save anybody anything again. And today's Sunday, March the 8th, 2020. We were talking, well, we were going all over the place, California, coronavirus, last thing. We just started talking a little bit about the Greek situation, right? Poor Greece. Greece was a great, superpower back in its day before it was conquered by the Romans. And that's just a little bit too much history, because nobody really cares about history anymore, do they? Maybe they do. I do. I do. I think it's really funny. And currently, in here, 2020, the big old thing, and I said a little bit of this last hour, the Syrian, well, there's a bunch of refugees that are in Turkey, and Turkey said, well, you know, they're here. They're your problem now. And they're actively allowing them to pursue going to Greece, right? So they were taking boats, little tiny boats, over to the island of Lesbos, right? And so here you got farmers today in 2020 that aren't very happy about having thousands of people in. And last weekend they ransacked the whole island, or at least a good majority of Lesbos, from the photos that I've seen, you know, ran through the place, breaking churches apart, just breaking stuff, being, I want to get to Europe, I need my iPhone. Well, anyways, now the farmers and other people are getting together wearing black clothes and heavy boots, kind of like Antifa, I guess. But that's kind of the Greek special forces wear. And they walk around looking for migrants. And they round them up, and they bring them back, and they stick them into a little pen, and they say, no more. Some of them will run, and I guess there's some beaten and stuff like that. But, you know, whatever, it's kind of like crazy. So they're having to police for themselves, because the Greeks don't have the police. And up until like the middle of last week, the waterways were opened. Turkey would allow people to cross. And well, somehow they decided that they can't cross the Aegean Sea, right? That they shouldn't cross the Aegean Sea or something like that. And they said the Greeks are flattening all the boats and killing lots of migrants and things like that. Going, wow, that's kind of crazy stuff. You know, but that's okay. Turkey's going to rescue them. They rescued them all. And then they put them along their way, and they to invade Europe once again. And only six years ago, right, the Greek islanders were sitting here grabbing all these people, the refugees, out of the water and pulling them to their shores, going, come on, brother, sister, get on the shore. You know, we will take care of you. 5 or 6 years of having this culture shock, the, you know, exponential amount of rapes, the incompatible cultures that were coming from a modern society like Greece. You know, and some of the Middle East societies. Now you're going to sit there and you get upset about me telling you that third world and first world are different things. They have different cultures. Right, Alan? You know, am I wrong there? Am I being a racist?
No, Steve. It's just that they are so full of love and inclusiveness and everything now that they just can't stand it anymore. So they just want the rest of the world to have some. They don't want any more in their country. They couldn't stand any more, because then they would feel bad. The rest of the world would definitely be below them, you know, because they would be so have so much love and just all the good feelings flowing through them that they just can't take anymore. So they're really just doing this. It's just a ploy to give the rest of the world some of that love and compassion and inclusiveness that's that all this brings on. Yeah, Steve, it's just, the whole thing is crazy. Like I said on the break, it's like you sit and you look at it at the moves and the counter moves. It's like a game, playing a game of chess and Risk combined. It's like you're, you know, the pawns advance, and they throw up, there comes the rook. Yeah, they throw up a, you know, razor wire barricade. Oh, well, the pawns respond by throwing rocks. And, well, here comes the knight. He responds by shooting tear gas across at him. And, here comes their knights, you know. And their army comes up, and it starts, you know, attacking the rooks. You know, it's trying to tear the fencing down so the migrants can get through. And it's just, if you look at it, it's like this big new Brzezinski said, it's a grand chessboard, but with a little bit of Risk thrown in at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely something interesting. It's not interesting. It's kind of stupid. Got to hang on here. The time change has shifted my entire, you know, lifestyle. You know, we got the kids up early. Well, he's really up late, right? At least he's got part of the day on. I got to make him a quick chocolate milk before he starts really telling you guys what for. I want to bounce this back, though. I want to get back to the coronavirus thing and, you know, the impact that it's having or it's going to have or, well, it won't have. And I've noticed that we have a lot of third world, first world differences in how we express ourselves about our corona disappointments, right? Is that, how do you like those words? Because the folks over in China, right, you know, we were talking about the collapsing building, you know. Okay, how the heck did that happen? Right? Is the coronavirus, you know, as Ken says, is the coronavirus now going after buildings? Right? Frankly, no, can't put them all in there. The coronavirus.
Maybe it mutated into something that actually, like, eats concrete. Wow. Never thought about that one.
Yeah. Man, it's too much to think about. But then in China, they have a particular path that they have to walk to go through the coronavirus scare of 2020 or the coronavirus kill off of 2020. I don't know what it is yet. But they do. They're actually living it right now. In a communist country, you know, for those of you who don't know, you don't have recourse, right? The party is the party, right? The party makes the rules, right? And that's kind of like the kingdom thing, and we can go there, but we're not.
If the party wants your body parts, the party comes and gets your body parts, whether you like it or not.
Right. Yeah. They assign you where you're going to sleep and this and that, and that's it. So they've been doing this Wuhan thing, and they say, go home, stay in your house. Y'all better go home and stay in your house, right? And they say, well, we're going to bring you food. Well, you better hope that they said it and are going to do it, because they're not messing around. You know, China's, communism doesn't mess around. It doesn't allow for that. You know, it does allow for lots of corruption and exceptions to the fact or after the fact or during the fact and whatnot. But it would definitely be a third world problem where you're stuck at home for weeks or months as they say, don't go out. We're going to give you a bowl of rice every few days and you're going to have some water, but just stay there. Right? Stay there. Now, I got this, and I want to read this one to you. This is kind of what I call first world coronavirus experience extravaganza. Oh, my God, this is hard. I can't believe this person actually wrote this, too. It's kind of really weird to me. So this is out of the New York Post. Most of those New York newspapers kind of piss me off. You know, oh, here we go. I'm going to drop that into the chat room. Command V, there we go. And the chat room's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And I'm almost back to my article. Clicking, here we go. And the articles, The Nightmare of Living Quarantine Under Coronavirus, by, I guess, Samuel Heinemann. He says, I find myself trapped at home thanks to the simple act of attending a funeral at my synagogue. And while our quarantine so far is, quote, voluntary, we all understand it really is not. What does that mean, dude? I don't know. For the most part, quarantine means sitting at home wondering if my wife and I will test positive, too. It means getting up each morning and hoping you have no symptoms, getting dressed with nowhere to go, not to work, not morning service at the synagogue, which is closed, too. Not even shopping for groceries.
Boy, they.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I didn't even go shopping. It means my wife, a therapist, cannot see her patients in her office, cannot volunteer at the Northern Westchester Medical Center, or go to her yoga. And it means my daily swim at the YCMA. has been replaced by walking in endless circles around my house. And of course, each day it means praying for the recovery of our sick friends. Quarantine is at once both boring, and utterly nerve-wracking. We read about contradictory messages from the White House, and knowing that these are the people of whom we are dependent for help does not inspire confidence. Yeah? Did they ever inspire confidence? Really? You freaking whack. Okay, the quarantine was supposed to be over on March 8th, but it's been extended to March 14th because of additional positive tests. So the wait goes on. Coronavirus is disrupting our entire community. My doctor is beyond reach because he's a member of the congregation and in quarantine, too. Beyond reach. That's kind of cute.
Boy, they again.
A friend of the congregation, dependent on home health care in quarantine all alone. We can't get over to get help. I'm going to stop because what the frill? Really? I can't go swimming. I can't go to the groceries. What's this implied right here? Oh,
there's
a
synagogue,
right? You know, our quarantine is voluntary. We all understand it is not. Voluntary means not, you know, compulsory. It means you can walk out. The reason why, if you were quarantined with something, you'd want to be doing that for the, you know, the betterment of mankind or to take care of people. I'm sorry this guy is so shallow that he, you know, all he wants to do is go hang out with people and go shopping, right? It's
He's
terrible.
Jewish.
His wife, you know.
Hey, Steve, if we're still around in 5 or 10 years, Steve, I guarantee you this is going to come out. They'll say, remember back in the 2020 flu when those anti-Semites released that flu that only killed Jews and it killed 6 million of us?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why he can't call his doctor. You know, he's in quarantine, so he's not going to call anybody.
His doctor also went to the same synagogue that he was. That's why he's in quarantine, because he was in the synagogue, and someone in the synagogue was sick. So God sequestered the synagogue, and they had to stay indoors and do what Jews do indoors. I don't know.
This guy says that he's, like, walking around, and, you know, I don't know. It's just stupid. I couldn't believe it, really, personally. You know, and I even the whole Jewish angle aside, you know, I vanity, you know. It's all about me. I can't, you know, my poor wife, she can't go do yoga. Hey, lady, you can do yoga right there on the floor. Look down. You know, get to work. You know, it's easy. You know, is it a social thing? Yeah. All of her problems are social problems, yet there's this guy in Wuhan or probably lots of other places that are actually locked down. So I guess they have it really good. They've got a nice apartment with lots of stuff because they go shopping all the time. And, you know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is one of those instances, Steve, where I say, you know, it's what they're doing. It's freaking beautiful. I just wish I could admire it, but I can't because it's evil. You know, this is the way they create a dependent society, an entitled society. You know, that this whining, this wheedling, and it's like, it's so simple for them to do. You know, the general dumb public out there who's just going along, just trying to survive, has no time to think about what might be going on. It's just sad.
Yeah. Well, the World Health Organization, the great and grand visionaries that they are, you know, once in a while makes a coherent point. And I'm only saying once in a while because I really don't like them, don't trust them, anything that's affiliated with.
Said a whole bunch of great things right before he was elected last time. Trump said a whole lot of great things. But I still don't see any one of those things actually taking place. And once again, what I wrote down for last week, where the war in Afghanistan's over. Ha, 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 ha.
That's right. Is it over again? Or is it back on? I think it's back on.
We took a couple of troops out, but then we tripled the contractors that we have in there. So yeah, the war's over.
And then smoked some people with some missiles or something like that. But I was saying the World Health Organization, Alan. You know, they said that the biggest casualty of the coronavirus is going to be the people that are working to support themselves week by week, because there's really no, you know, as
it caused a lot of people.
He wasn't a gentleman. He was a whining ass brat. As that whining ass brat was in there complaining that he couldn't go to the synagogue or his wife couldn't do yoga because of the coronavirus. There's going to be people that are losing their lives, whether this thing is, well, losing their lives, that's a bit of a stretch, but probably real too. Even if this thing doesn't turn out to be real, you know, just the fact that the reduced amount of people coming through means people don't work. And whenever, you know, you don't have people that need or don't have work, man, I feel like I'm stumbling over my words. I haven't even had my coffee, darn it.
You've seen pictures of you know, the sports stadiums that are completely empty, you know, but the games are going on, but there's no crowds because they didn't want to get the people together. People, yeah, you're right. You know, how long have they been saying that, you know, well, so many of, you know, a large percentage of the American population, you know, lives paycheck to paycheck. You know, they can't afford, you know, even a week being gone. And so if they're mandatorily quarantined and all this crap, if factories are shutting down and this and that because they don't want to gather and spread it, like I said, you know, yeah, how many people are going to lose their apartments, their houses, their cars because they miss that payment? They don't have enough money to make it through the month anymore, or through the whatever's left of, you know, what, you know, the payment periods. So, you know, is the government going to come in and say, oh, well, we'll save you from that? Well, probably not. You know, it's going to create a lot of upheaval.
If I can't get to the country club to renew my membership in person, the coronavirus is going to ruin my life. Be back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Do I have this thing muted? No. The volume went down, so that means that I am live and you are Memorex. Now you can be alive too. Yeah, the corona thing and where it goes and who knows? You know, I heard a term the other day, Alan, that made me, you know, I've been suspicious about these tests and how they're testing and why they're testing. And, you know, some people tell me that it doesn't make sense that that people weren't being tested. If you think that they have it, you know, but they had a protocol, right? You know, if you have symptoms, right, you know, a temperature, a cough, shortness of breath. Then test? No. Were you in China? Yes. Then test. Okay. But otherwise, you know, the whole testing thing, we took a long, long time. I had mentioned a little bit about the San Antonio, case, right, that came from the cruise ship off of Japan. They were part of that group that was, who was it, walked off the boat, you know, after nearly 2 weeks of sitting there in quarantine on the boat, stuck into an aircraft. They put a piece of plastic between the workers and the infected and just took off. I said, okay, we'll just tape up a piece of plastic. That's going to do it, right? No, it didn't do it. And everybody in the back allegedly got infected too. Allegedly, I don't even know. I don't know anything about this. But they flew all these people into San Antonio, and now Texas is now a corona state. And so here we are. We got people walking around in Texas. And then, well, they were held sequestered in a military base. And so you stay here and, stay here until we say go. And then they test them. And so they test them, I guess, a couple times a day or once a day. These are quick tests. How do you, let me look real quick, what they call those, the rapid tests is the actual term for these tests that they're doing. And the person took a couple rapid tests in a row, and he was clean. But his last rapid test that he took right before they kicked him out the door, turned slightly positive. And I'm kind of like going, what's this word you use called slightly? Right? It's either or, right? And so I did a little bit of research on that, and here's what I come up with. And I guess that the slightly positive is actually correct, right? Because the rapid test, and I guess you get all sorts of different tests people make up, the rapid tests show different things, right? So here it is. Let me just read what they said real quick. It says, let's see, most labs will only give results as positive or negative due to regulatory fears, legal fears, and because that's what the package insert says to do. The truth, rapid tests do not give just a yes or no answer. Maybe this is an opinion piece then, because the manufacturer says it's a positive or negative, and this individual says he's better than that. He might be right, though. Makes sense. Here it goes. The results varies from no line visible, obvious, negative, to an extremely faint line. Some see it, some do not, might be negative, might be very weak positive, to an obvious faint line. Some will still call it negative. They
and you're just
sure
a little bit pregnant.
You got it. Hold on, let me get some more coffee.
Steve, I know how we could. Yeah, I know how they could stop this whole thing, Steve. Stop this whole thing. They could just get the United Nations to declare that this can't be happening because the Chinese are. It's called coronavirus. So the Chinese are appropriating part of the Mexican culture, and that's cultural appropriation. So you could get the United Nations just to stop this whole thing, and it'd just have to all go away, right? Because the United Nations is all-powerful, and they know best.
Well, that's one way of
doing it. Makes as much sense as anything else does.
We'll stick our lawyers on it, because nothing else is working. We're supposed to be, like, what? Waiting around until summertime, and that summertime, they're going to scare us for the rest of the year. I want a new one, right? I want something else. I'm bored. First world problems. I'm bored with this Etowaki. I need, let's do aliens. Can we have an alien invasion? Would that be better? More fun. Let's take a vote. Let's, better yet, online petition. What do you guys want? An alien invasion instead of the coronavirus? Let's do it. Be right back. Republican Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, you know, Al and I, you know, we're good friends, right? And but we're really different. We have different lives. We see different things. We live in the same dang area. Alan stays out at his ranch and, you know, observes the world by, well, observes nature. People that come around through the ranch, around the ranch, and the adjoining properties. It's more of a natural environment, and you know, I stayed there with him at one point a long, long time ago. And that felt like I had to break out into song, but it's different. And you know, receiving only free-to-air satellite, you know, you can watch the world. It looks way different. So I enjoy my time talking to him about what the you know what's going on in the world and see if it syncs up with my world. And what I see, you know, during the day, you know, I go to work and I see multiple people in multiple businesses all throughout the day. And I, you know, kind of, you know, this week had spent a lot of time just kind of poking at them to see what the heck was going on in their head. Because we live in a tourist mecca, right? Is the mecca the right word? I don't know. We definitely live in a tourist zone. And a lot of the people are working because they, well, were the slaves to the slave masters. You know, they come in and they spend all their money. But that's another story, and we'll get into that. But the Corona story out here has gotten people kind of uneasy. You know, I'll jokingly bring up the coronavirus, right? You know, walked through a hotel the other day, you know, and I'm walking down the hallway and around the corner comes this guy with a mask on his face. And I look at him and I point to my mouth and I go, Corona? And he looks at me and takes the mask down. He says, no, I'm just sanding some stuff in one of the rooms. I go, oh, okay. Well, there you go. I said, I didn't think it was Corona time, you know. It'll be Corona time soon enough. But, you know, it was quite funny for me. And I told one of the ladies that work there, I was going, man, I saw this guy and I thought you were already playing the Corona game. And she goes, no, you know, she says, but, you know, it's weird, you know, you could come anytime. I don't know. We're booked for the weekend, but that could change. I said, yeah. Well, the guy didn't have the right mask. I told her, and I said, well, and the mask isn't going to do much. I get it. You know, the mask is just part of your Corona outfit. And I told her that I was envisioning my second generation Corona outfit, right? So when I go out into public, I'll look good and, you know, be secure and comfortable.
I wonder, Steve, do they make, like, designer masks for, like, the fancy people, like, along Fifth Avenue and stuff to wear?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is all the Corona has brought a whole new industry and fashion to masks. It was initially starting to be put in vogue, which is odd, during the Hong Kong riots. You know, you saw the Hong Kong rioters would sit there and wear different types of masks to escape the surveillance state. You know, basically they were used to, I got too much going on around here.
I know in London they were doing that weird face painting stuff. Like I said, it looked like Marcel Marceau on a bad acid trip, you know, but they said it would disrupt these, you know, the facial recognition software, so it couldn't see who you were, but you had to walk around with these funky designs on your face. Yeah, kind of crazy. With these designer masks, it's almost like, you know, wag the dog. It's like, you know, what do they call it in there? The downstream, you know, it's like they're, you know, profiting. They think about it beforehand. They, you know, who's getting the downstream? How are we going to profit off this? A load of money.
I was thinking it was more like Brazil. You remember Brazil where they're eating in a dining room and all of a sudden an explosion goes off and people were being killed by a bombing by a terrorist. And
or was that just weak duck work? That was just weak duck work, wasn't it?
Well, it doesn't matter, but, you know, waiter, I don't want to see that. Put up a barrier. But, yeah, they do have designer ones, and, you know, who knows if they actually work, right? Because they haven't been tried and tested, and they're all theoretical, you know, special mass that goes around, and even models, you know, they got a lot of...
Doctors are prescribing antibiotics to people to so they won't get the virus. Wait a minute. See... Isn't that kind of oxymoronic? Antibiotics to not get a virus. Oh, well. Go on.
Well, I don't know.
Makes as much sense as anything in today's world.
I haven't looked, right, at how they're treating this, quote, virus and what they're using to treat it. You know, I've dealt with I'm more of a natural cures kind of guy. So, you know, you got me. They got some super... high-tech wiggamahooga, I doubt it. But who knows? Oh, are you still there?
Yes. Maybe I'm not here. Maybe we're all not here. Okay. Well, gee, what to go on with here now? Now, like I said, you know, Steve read that article and it just happened to be from a, you know, a certain religion or a political theory, you know, point of view. Oy vey. But like I said, it would not. It really wouldn't surprise me, folks, if we're still around in years here. You know, if they, it's kind of like when I read Henry Ford's, you know, the International Jew. You know, I kept looking back at the copyright date of when these articles were written, and I'm like, man, that's the same crap you're pulling now. They were saying back then that 6 million, you know, died in World War One, and it's just amazing how the same thing repeats through and how easy it is to manipulate people, because we get so comfortable with all the nice little gadgets and everything they've got us. We're all mesmerized. And I, folks, really, I tell you the truth, I see this very clearly because I've never had a computer, never had an IP address, believe it or not, never sent or received an email, at least nothing that I ever knew came or went to me or anything. So I see the change in society that this whole electronic revolution has wrought. And, yeah, there could be good points to it, folks, but even those good points, it's kind of like voting for the lesser of two evils. Because everything is being collected, data collated, and used in their gaming programs, their algorithms, their learning algorithms, whatever you want to call them, to predict more and more accurately what the whole society will do. Even you as an individual, a lot of people, because all those little things you didn't think that, you know, I don't care if they got this or that. Well, I do, because it screws with my life, too. It allows them to model me, even though I don't even play with this stuff. So, all right, Steve's back.
Yeah.
Like I twisted off in a whole direction, Steve.
All right. Well, that's okay. Whatever direction is up, you figure out which direction is up, because I can't. You know, the modeling and the algorithms are kind of fascinating. You know, did they... I don't know. Do they model
people,
this one?
You know, I don't know why people, they sit there and they think they hear about this AI, and it's like, well, it can only do what it's programmed to do. And I'm like, you know, I slap my forehead, and it's like, you're losing the whole point of artificial intelligence, learning algorithms. They learn. They become self-aware. I mean, you can see it. Like I said, all I've got to do, Steve, is look at this damn little 20Q game that I've got here that I bought like 15, 16 years ago or something when I first moved back down here. And it's a little child game. I bought it at Walmart. And it will ask you 20 questions. And like 90% of the time, the damn thing will get what you're asking about, what you've got in your mind. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Just, is it flat? Is it round? Does it get wet? They ask just these general questions, and it comes up with, freaking, you know, meerkat. You know, how in the hell did it come with a meerkat of all, you know? It's amazing how easy it is for them to predict. And the learning algorithm, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to learn and be able to predict and basically, I guess, have intelligence. It doesn't have a soul, I guess, but can it learn? That's what the whole thing's about.
Alan,
right?
When you start talking about the AI knowing everything and all of the other stuff, I don't have to sit there and go, well, I don't know anything about that, right? I really don't. I really haven't played with any AI software, seen any demonstration. I understand you're pointing to that and show a theoretic, yeah, that should be doable, you know, just based on what you were just saying, you know, but I really don't know. I mean, it was just all war game, you know, and it was all designed to achieve this outcome. Quite possibly, I can say that I can look at the presidential election, right, or the Democratic nomination, you know, of, what are we, 2020, as being an elaborate setup. What the hell did they call that? You know, the fix is in, folks. It was in since the beginning. And I look at it as a brilliant move. You get 15, 20 different people to collect votes in the hearts and minds of people and keep passing them over to the next person. Oh, now you can't like Bozo the Clown because he's gone. You can go like this Bozo. Oh, I like that Bozo now. And oh, I like that Bozo now. And they're all, you can like Bozette too. You know, it's a... That's not as complicated as, and was it war game previously? Yeah, I could see that being done as a war game by humans. You know, you could have told me that strategy would have worked, and now I've seen it work.
But as far as super computers doing that, I think they're still cracking passwords and doing things like that. I don't know.
A trillion calculations per second. That's what they'll admit to.
Yeah.
Folks understand how big these numbers are?
Uh-huh. Those are big numbers. So, but we're going to jump back to my computer here. We're always kind of a little bit strange on this day because, man, too much stuff. I'm going to have to sit there and do some work on my studio, or to actually put together another studio for you folks. It's been down for so damn long. It's kind of bad on my part, but it's nice to do the show just sitting from another place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, my big thing of the week, Steve, was I finally got my backhoe put back together, I think. I need to, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to go out and plug another 5-gallon jug of hydraulic fluid into the tank and crank it up, and hopefully my cylinders are working. I think I've got one more to rebuild, but it's an easy one to get to. So that's my day, and that's been pretty much my week. It's been a pain in the butt getting these. I don't know if you know, folks, if you know where the swing cylinders are on a backhoe, but, you know, it swings your backhoe, you know, your hoe back and forth, left and right. And they're kind of tucked up in under there, and they're not real light little things. It's been kind of a long pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But I can still do it.
That's good. I guess my week has just been all stupid computer crap and printers. Whatever. And that's the corona cough. I'm going to be dead next week. Just kidding. Local news. So we have this place in town. If you're one of our local listeners and you're actually hearing this out in Fredericksburg, go by Tejas Smoke Depot. Tejas Smoke Depot is, they're friends of ours. They're not an advertiser on this show, and never really been big into adding advertisers into my shows. Advertisers should be left to Republic Broadcasting, right? You know, republicbroadcasting.org. We need to support Republic Broadcasting. If you want it to be here still, right? So, you know, hey, go over there, you know, click donate, think about donating, do donate. You know, it's 2020. They need to be supported. But I was telling you about Tejas Smoke Depot. Tejas Smoke Depot is advertising on a local radio station here in town. And I talked to Jody Gould, right? She's the owner over there, and she was telling me, and I told her I heard her on the radio, and she was so excited. She said, "Steve, look, I've advertised in a lot of different places, and I've never had the kind of response from my customers since I've been advertising on this. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a thing where I'm going to give away a stuff or a raffle off of whatever." And I said, "That's great. As long as I understand what you're doing." He said, here's a business card, and I'm going to give you, just, we'll figure out what we're going to do. But I'm so happy. I keep getting people saying that they've heard me on the radio. And the shows that she's advertising on is a local conservative talk radio guy, and then a Tea Party guy, you know. And so it really was a good match, right? But what I'm saying is, if you're listening here in Fredericksburg, you should go over there and tell them to, you listen to Steve O'Brien at Republic of Texas Radio. And that would be fun, and she'll get a kick out of that. She's been her and some other people have listened to the show frequently throughout the years that it's been on the air, you know, and I do appreciate that support. And they're not getting any money for doing this, and I'm just doing it just kind of for the fun. And they're great people. You know, Chaos Smoke Depot, right, Alan? I mean, we both buy tobacco there.
Yep. And I hope Dave's doing better. He had a little incident here just recently.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, he had some health problems go on, and heard he was recovering, and hope the best for him.
There it is, folks. That's your Fredericksburg news. Hey, hang on. Last break, and we'll wrap it up. Let you go on your way. Republic of Texas Radio.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Tractor
Radio. Yeah, we were talking tractors during the break, and I don't know. It's kind of funny when you got a big old tractor that you use to mow the lawns and rake up the leaves, but they're not leaves, they're grass, and you put them into hay bales, big ass round hay bales to lift and do stuff. But, you know, you guys might be living in the city and you don't understand that.
And, you know, I wish life was as simple, once again, as this 1948 Ford 8N tractor that I've got out here. That, 48, how old is that thing now? That's like 60, 70,
what,
82 years, something like that. And I go out and start it up, and it runs, and it's real simple. It's got like two electric wires on it, and the spark plug wire.
My favorite,
that's pretty much it.
One of my favorite cars was a was it a 1983? No, yeah, an 83 Honda Civic, right? And it was just an engine, and it just had, it was a carburetor, air fuel mixture screws. It was simple, right? And for some reason, I got rid of it and got a better car. And that car you could keep running forever as long as you got the parts. It won't, I don't know. You need a machine shop now to do that. At least your tractor, they're, those things are everywhere, the 8Ns.
That kind of says something, doesn't it? They're still there because those were made a long time ago. I think we had had two cylinders bored out and re-ringed, I think, is the only thing that we that hadn't been able to. Like I said, folks, the owner's manual that I got with this thing, it's the original owner's manual. It tells you literally how to strip it down to the crankshaft with a flathead screwdriver and an 11/16 inch wrench. It's amazingly simple. And get this, check like your it doesn't have a live hydraulic system. The crankshaft has to be turning for the hydraulic system to be working. And if something goes wrong or if you need to make adjustments on your hydraulic system, you know what the actual owner's manual tells you to do? You take the side plate off. And you stick your hand in there and feel around the pump and feel if you can feel any, fluid squirting out of a valve that's cracked partway open or something. And, you actually have to know what you're doing because it's like on the top of the pump in there, you got to stick your hand in all this fluid in the first place. The hydraulic fluid is always wonderful. But, if you didn't know what you're doing, you could actually stick your fingers into the top of the pump on this thing and get them mashed all to hell. So, it was back in the days when people had
instructions. There.
Yeah, when you got instructions, you knew not to, I'm not going to stick my fingers in the top of the pump. The manual didn't have to tell you that. It's kind of, common sense. Nowadays, man, something like that, they'd be in business for about half a day, and then they'd be sued out of existence.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard you tell me that story. Always appreciated that tractor for it. You stick your arm up the gearbox of a tractor to stay away from the gears. That should be common sense not to stick your fingers in the gearbox. Hey, unless you're trying to do sabotage, right? Then you take your shoe off. They call it a sabo, and you stick it into the gears. How's that? Yeah.
Take it off and you throw it at the president.
Throw it at the president. Then you take the other one and you throw it at the president. That's good. Okay, we're done. We'll see you next week, folks. Spring forward, fall back. Take care. Bye-bye.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.